Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Then let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Welcome in our good friend Russell Baxter at Bax Football Guru. Russell, how are you?
I'm good. My apologies for being a little late. I guess you would have passed on my pick because I didn't hit the clock. So,
well, listen, one pick that the Falcons certainly did not pass on, my friend, is Michael Penix Jr. What was your reaction to that selection that shocked the NFL world?
Well, surprised at first, but then, you know, thought about it and understood what they were doing. You have a quarterback coming into his 13th season, signed a big contract. I believe the Falcons can get out of it in a couple of years. I'm not saying they will. It kind of flashes back to what the Packers have done numerous times. Brett Favre with Aaron Rodgers with Jordan Love. I'm one of those guys who thinks, and I've talked to general managers about this when I was doing the draft for ESPN and we had, you know, people, you know, established people working with us. If you have your board and you stick to your board and you think this player is the top-rated player on your board, and he's there, you go for it. You know, the Falcons have done a lot to help Kirk Cousins this year. Let's be honest, okay? They traded Desmond Ridder and got Rondale Moore. They signed Darnell Mooney. They signed Ray McCloud, who's more of a kick returner than a receiver. Their offensive line is solid. I know they need defensive help, okay? And they've been looking for a pass rush for almost a decade. But I didn't understand the panic, to be honest with you, because, you know, I was kind of Googled this and I said, aren't there six more rounds in the draft?
Yeah, and here's the thing, though, Russell. What happened in the second round last night compounded the issue from a fan perspective because they don't have a starting cornerback two right now. And instead of addressing that need or taking an edge rusher, they actually move up in the second round to take defensive tackle Rook Arororo out of Clemson instead of addressing those needs. And then, Russell, they didn't take a corner the entire draft.
Which means they might be thinking of looking at a corner in free agency. You know, to me, their run defense was more of an issue than their pass defense. And I know that's easy to say. I mean, you look at the numbers and that's what it would indicate. But I don't know what they have in mind for edge rusher, but I understand what they're doing. I'm not saying everybody's going to agree with it and so on, but this is going to be a more dynamic offense this year. And I'll be curious to see what they now do on defense. But I understand the controversy. I understand people being perplexed. Look like Arthur Blank was a little perplexed. So, game on, I guess. We'll see what happens. And I understand the frustration. This team is, you know, they're what I call the Bueller rut. You know, you remember Ferris Bueller? Bueller,
oh, yeah.
Bueller. Well, that 7-10, 7-10, 7-10. I get it. They haven't had a winning season since they made the playoffs in 2017. So I get all that. So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. But it's also going to be interesting to see how it plays out with Kirk Cousins, a guy who's coming off a midseason Achilles injury.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of callers that I've taken today, as we're talking with our buddy Russell Baxter, give him a follow at Bax Football Guru, have said that, you know, now you have a really good contingency plan if Kirk isn't fully recovered from the injury, but we shall see. All right, when it comes to other teams that have success, I'm looking at two teams in the Commanders and the Eagles that I believe have had really good drafts. You agree?
Washington's had an overall terrific offseason. And, you know, very much like, but in a different vein. Last year, it seemed like almost every free agent, obviously not, wanted to go play for D'Amico Ryans in Houston. This offseason, and Washington signed over 20 free agents, wanted to go play for Dan Quinn, including four former Cowboys. In fact, the Cowboys starting center wanted to play for Dan Quinn. And, of course, he gets Bobby Wagner back. Now you combine that with what a very solid draft. And as we know in the NFC East, or maybe you don't know, nobody ever repeats in that division. It's been almost 20 years since somebody won it back-to-back. That's incredible if you think about it in this day and age. The Eagles won it four straight years with Andy Reid from 2001 to 2004, and it looked like the Eagles were going to repeat last year. But Washington needed just about everything it got. I mean, remember, they closed the season with eight straight losses. One of those stats that kind of went under the radar. Washington gave up 518 points. That's the third highest total in single season total in NFL history. So and then Philadelphia, I can't say I'm surprised, because Howie Roseman seems to do this all the time. And it's just funny, because after Devontae Smith signed that contract extension, there were those who were saying, oh, that was a little jab at A.J. Brown. Well, he jabbed him all the way to signing his own contract extension.
Right, exactly.
And then here come the Eagles, played their hand, made some moves, got secondary help, which they needed desperately. I'm trying to figure out, and I've talked about this, how do you go from being the number one pass defense and in the single season go to next to last in the league in the same category? I mean, that's almost – that's astounding. But they got corners, and they needed corners, and, they got some free agency help. The offense – I mean, they lose DeAndre Swift, who they traded for last year. And then they get Saquon Barkley, who not only fills a need for them, but takes him away from the rival Giants as well. So I'm never sure. I don't think Howie Roseman gets enough credit for what he does in Philadelphia. Think about his reign. He's gotten teams to the Super Bowl with different quarterbacks and different head coaches and, you know, been aggressive in trades, getting some of the players that they have gotten and so on. He always seems to do a good job.
Another team that's been doing a good job, you mentioned Andy Reid, his current team, they do nothing but help out their quarterback in the top couple of rounds. They take Xavier Worthy, who is going to try to do his best Tyreek Hill impression, being a burner, and then they lock up a tackle out of BYU to help protect Mahomes. It looks like, Russell, another season where the Chiefs are going to be the prohibitive favorites.
Well, I mean, as we know in the Super Bowl era, nobody's ever won it three in a row. You have to go back to the Packers of the 60s to win three NFL titles in a row. It's very hard to do this. It's rarely been done in the 104-year history of the league. I think the most intriguing thing that's going to happen during training camp is, could we see a couple races between? Remember, they signed Marquise Brown.
Yeah.
As well. So, it's like burner and burner part deux, you know? And remember, this is a team now that has a defense, and a defense that when they lost the AFC championship game to the Patriots at home, you'll remember in 2018 in overtime, they couldn't stop anything. And then they switched things around. They brought in Steve Spagnuolo. Steve Spagnuolo's been invaluable. He's always worked well with Andy Reid. And to be honest with you, I'm looking at what the Chargers and the Broncos and the Raiders have done. And, you know, I'm not saying they haven't done a good job. I'm not quite sure what Denver's doing. I'm pretty sure Jim Harbaugh certainly has a plan, and the Raiders are always, they always seem to be treading water. But, you know, they have owned the West. You know, they've won the division 8 years in a row.
Yeah.
You know, it's like in this league of parity, you know, we jumped from the Patriots to the Chiefs this century. And, you know, so much for parity per se. Now, that's not to say you can't be a last place team and then be a playoff team. We saw that with Cleveland and Houston last year, both examples and so on. But, yeah, I agree with you. You know, Brett Veach does a good job. They really, you know, and Patrick Mahomes, my goodness. You know, Joe Montana was superb in the playoffs. Tom Brady as well. Terry Bradshaw was another guy who really rose his game in the playoffs. But Mahomes, well, I mean, he's almost at a different level, and he's still so young.
Yeah, it's really unbelievable. And somehow he's getting paid $45 million a year, Russell, and it's not enough. You mentioned Denver and what they're doing. Do you think Sean Payton can work his magic on Bo Nix, who had a bit of an up-and-down college career, but he turned into a guy that was one of the best players in college football last year?
Well, I mean, listen, Sean Payton's track record speaks for itself. You know, him and Drew Brees, you know, both arrived in New Orleans in 2006. They completely changed the fortunes of that entire franchise. You know, he's a Bill Parcells guy, Sean Payton. I actually got a chance to work a Super Bowl with him when I was at ESPN, when the Packers and the Steelers played. And, you know, you get in those meetings and you just don't talk, just listen. He's the guy who does this. You don't. Just listen and take it all in. And, you know, that's quite the football mind. And, you know, listen, they had some flashes last year. They finally beat the Broncos for the first – I'm sorry, the Chiefs. They hadn't beat the Chiefs since 2015.
Right.
So they made some progress in that regard. I'm going to be interested to see what his supporting cast is like, though. Jerry Jeudy was traded to the Browns. There's rumblings about Cortland Sutton. I'll be really curious of what the rest of those pieces look like. You know, obviously this is if you really think about it, it's almost mind boggling that the Broncos haven't won a playoff game since they won the Super Bowl in 2015.
Yeah.
They haven't even appeared in a playoff game.
Yep. Yeah, it's something, because you, when you think of the perennial teams in the NFL, right, Russell, you group the Broncos in with that echelon because of their history, but it's been nothing but Joe Flacco's and now bringing in Bo Nix's of the world. It's been tough in Denver. All right, Russell, appreciate the time. As always, again, give him a follow at Backs Football Guru. We'll talk again soon.
You got it.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.